The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into yet another hour here, the final hour of the program, which means there's plenty of time still for you to join us here tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, things are getting worse in Venezuela. Now it's hard to make a phone call in the country. We'll tell you about why that is. But first, we're going to Tax Day here in the United States, and it's federal tax day, and I imagine the states that have income taxes have their filings on the same day. It's kind of
generally, I believe that's what it is.
I've never lived in a state that has state income tax, so I have no experience.
What about, that's right, Florida doesn't.
That's right.
Ian's only ever lived in two states.
That's correct.
Florida and New Hampshire.
And
intoxication. I've seen him there.
So what's the news, Daryl? What do you got for us tonight?
So story, oddly enough, from Fox News Latino, from actually back in February.
The existence of Fox News Latino is strange enough, but go.
Mm-hmm. The approximately 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States pay $11.6 billion per year in taxes to state governments, a figure that would increase by $800 million if the executive action measures taken by President Barack Obama are approved, according to a new study. And the measures that they're talking about were the executive actions that he signed back in November of 2014 that the Republicans have sued over, and the Supreme Court actually heard the arguments on that case earlier today.
Ah, okay.
And there's speculation that because it's a 4-4, you know, there's eight people on the court right now because Scalia passed away, that there could be a tie, which means if
lower court stands.
Right. The lower court ruling would stand, and the lower court ruling was from a federal court in Texas that threw out the case, or not threw out the case, but throughout the action, saying, you know, what Obama did is unconstitutional, but
have they already granted certiorari on this?
What does that mean?
Granting certiorari is when the Supreme Court says it will hear the case.
They heard the case today.
They
heard the arguments earlier today.
So it could be months before the verdict.
Right. They're expecting the verdict by June.
Okay.
But one thing that might wind up being in favor of Obama and the 11 million undocumented immigrants is that the feds are alleging that the state governments that are suing do not have standing. So the entire thing could get thrown out for lack of standing because the state of Texas and the 25 other states that are suing have not properly shown how they will be disadvantaged or harmed by this action.
And the action was Obama doing what?
Delaying deportation for people that meet a set of criteria, such as being in the country since sometime in 2010, having a child that's been in the country since before November of 2014 that is either a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident.
Would some people call
several
this,
other things?
Would some people call that amnesty?
It's kind of amnesty.
It's delayed deportation.
They continue to meet certain criteria.
Amnesty is permanent, but it's pretty close.
It's a political term, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah.
And again, let me go back. If that action is to stand, the state governments that have state income tax, and I'm guessing that this would actually apply to other things like sales tax, state governments would see an increase in about $800 million per year. The report by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy says that undocumented immigrants currently contribute 8% of the taxes paid into local and state public coffers, including indirect taxes such as those paid on utilities, clothing, fuel, etc. But the report did not include federal income taxes because there's a lack of information about state and local tax contributions. The ITEP State Tax Policy Director Meg Wehe says regardless of the politically contentious nature of immigration reform, the data shows undocumented immigrants greatly contribute to our nation's economy, not just in labor, but also with tax dollars. So this seems to completely contradict the statements by a bunch of more conservative people that say that immigrants just come in and they're a tax burden.
Get on welfare.
Well, this shows that they contribute $11.6 billion per year.
At the state level.
Well, at the state level.
And more so federally.
That's absolutely true. But to play devil's economist here, if one has to assume that these undocumented workers who are paying taxes are working. If an American worker was doing the same job, he would be paying those taxes instead of the undocumented worker paying those taxes. So it's really not necessarily a net gain unless you don't have any unemployed people. If everybody in your society has a job, then you need as much immigration as you can get in order for your economy to expand.
Well, that presumes that if the immigrants were gone, that the unemployed people would become employed. And
take the jobs that they're doing.
Right, and there's not really much evidence that the people who are born in America really want those jobs. The best, one of the best examples of this was the pensioners in Georgia, I think it was. So Georgia passed a law that was like a crackdown law against immigrants, and immigrants said, "Up, oh, see you later. We're going, you know, next door. We're going to South Carolina. We're going to wherever else."
They didn't go to Alabama because Alabama passed the same law.
Right. So so the immigrants left in droves as a result of that, and so they literally had farms with food rotting on the vine. Because they couldn't find anyone to come and pick the food. So what they did was they offered the jobs to people who were in prison, you know, basically prisoners who were getting out and they were sort of on probation or whatever. And
or even just as part of the, hey, you're in jail, you need to do some kind of work, we've got enough kitchen staff, you're going to the farm.
Right, and then what ended up happening was most of the jail guys ended up walking off the job the same day, and the rest of them who stayed through the whole first day did not come back the next day. So these people in America are not interested in a lot of these jobs.
Well, there exists a number X for which Americans are willing to do that job for that number.
Sure.
So, and that is the point. When a labor economist says, I don't want illegal aliens here, the reason that he doesn't want illegal aliens here is because he does want to see Americans doing those jobs, and in order for that to happen, those jobs would have to pay more money. So basically, in a capitalist economy, when you run out of unemployed people, wages rise, right? Because, you know, you have to compete for workers. If you have a stream of workers coming in, then that circuits that. Instead of offering more money for the job, you can offer a smaller amount of money to the newcomer. Now, that's not necessarily good or bad, but it does explain why people say they took our jobs. Because it's exactly true that Americans wouldn't do them for the same price, but they would do them for a certain amount of money.
It'd be a lot more, though, I suspect.
And it might be prohibitive.
Yeah.
Some of those jobs would disappear. And that's something
food was rotting on the
just
vine.
For exactly the same reason that minimum wages make jobs reappear.
Right.
Now, basically, what would happen with the stuff rotting on the vine, if they literally can't pay enough for people to pick those plants with the market, then what should happen is that farm should cease to
exist. And it would, because you know you can only pay so much for farm work, because eventually you'll be able to get cheaper fruit and veggies from outside of the United States.
Not only that, but there's all kinds of weird government regulations to where the government sets the price of certain foods to where you know you can't pay more than X per hour, because then you would have to charge more than what the government says you're allowed to charge for your food.
What a mess.
And certainly any of those things should be eliminated.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. More to share, Daryl?
Definitely,
yes. We'll come back with that. And you can join us as well, whether it's your thoughts on economics, immigration, 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. You can call about what you want on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online as well. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features on our site we give to you for free, so please enjoy for free at FreeTalkLive.com. We got archives that go back for a decade, so you can download as much as you can possibly listen to for free at FreeTalkLive.com. Daryl, you're telling us about the billions of dollars, over $11 billion, that are given by the immigrants, undocumented immigrants specifically, to the state governments of the United States.
State and local.
On a yearly basis.
Yes.
And there's more. Go ahead.
Yeah, so critics say that the 24-page report from the ITEP, the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, critics say that the report does not examine the cost of government services provided to immigrants. Roy Beck, executive director.
Suggesting they're paying less than what they receive in services? Is that the suggestion?
Well, let me read you the quote from Roy Beck, the executive director of Numbers USA, who says the typical undocumented household pays $10,000 a year in taxes, but he claims they consume $30,000 in government services. He told the Philadelphia Inquirer, "I don't think there's ever been a contention from our side that illegal aliens don't pay taxes. The real issue is what is the net effect of the taxes they pay versus what they take." The report by ITEP, a Washington-based NGO that's non-governmental organization, estimates that if the Obama administration's executive action taken in 2012 and 2014 to regularize the immigration status of about 5 million undocumented immigrants, if that were to be confirmed, tax collections would increase by about $800 million. Meanwhile, granting legal status to all undocumented immigrants in the U.S., the public coffers would benefit with an additional $2.1 billion per year. As of now, the report states contributions range from almost $2.2 million in Montana.
I wonder what it is that he's saying when they're claiming $30,000 for a family, an immigrant, undocumented or immigrant family.
I don't know.
What are they including that? Is that are they claiming that's welfare or just the fact that there's a road they can drive on?
They do link from Fox News Latino over to a Philadelphia Inquirer article that I will jump over into and see if I can figure out.
It would include at least roads, schools, medical services, law enforcement, fire services. Let's see.
Well, you know, if that's true, if they're factoring in like every single government service and somehow coming up with this number, $30,000 for a family of four or whatever it was.
The article from the Inquirer just has the quote from Beck, does not say how he arrived at that number, does not specify what is included in that number.
And there are probably a lot of Americans who were born here that are also, you know, taking more than they put into the tax system.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the welfare system. That is
In general, poor people are going to take more from the system than they put into the system, and rich people are going to put more into the system than they take out of the system, except that those who are well politically correct, connected, may well get huge windfalls from the state. And those
corporate
are the ones
welfare
that turn out being the super rich. Corporate welfare, random gifts, eminent domain, all that stuff.
So the guy that's quoting the 30,000, he's presumably somebody who opposes immigration. He wants to restrict immigration freedom, and that's, you know, that's his argument, is that it doesn't make economic sense.
Right, and he's using the term illegal alien, and you can tell just from the use of that term that he doesn't want them here.
Right. Doesn't look at them as humans.
Right. They're illegals.
And aliens.
They did something wrong. They're illegal. Well, I jaywalked earlier today. Does that make me illegal too?
Team police.
I committed a violation, which is what crossing the border illegally or staying past your visa time.
Those are violations?
Violation.
Okay. They're not misdemeanors or
They're
whatever?
Not misdemeanors. They're not felonies. They're federal violations. It's the same sort of thing as jaywalking.
Wow. All right.
The article here concludes by saying that if all 11 million undocumented immigrants were allowed to stay in the U.S. on a legal status, that states would see an extra $2.1 billion per year. As of now, what states bring in range from about 2.2 million in Montana that has about 4,000 undocumented immigrants to
2.2 billion?
2.2 million.
Oh, from immigrants.
From immigrants.
Okay, okay.
In Montana, there's about 4,000 undocumented immigrants in Montana who pay about $2.2 million in taxes. There are approximately 3 million in California who contribute $3.1 billion to the California economy.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather,
well, it's not the economy, it's the government.
To the government.
Yeah. I mean, that's not really the economy.
Right. I misspoke and I corrected myself as soon as I missaid it, because we don't know what they contribute to the economy.
Probably a lot more.
Probably a lot more, than $3.1 billion.
Right. Actual value to the economy, which is helping make things work. You know, it's, if you don't like the idea, because I'm sure there are people out there that are just seething at the idea that there are people who are paying X in but getting 3X back out in supposed
benefits. And there are probably
benefits.
A lot of immigrants that have been here where they overstayed a visa, and that's also an undocumented immigrant because they overstayed. They're in the country past whatever amount of time the government said they could be. There are a lot of people that probably pay in and then never receive anything directly. So
there
the only
are.
Thing you could say, well, they used the roads.
Okay, and they probably pay the gas tax.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Everyone who uses the roads is likely paying the gas tax in order to use that road.
Well, they're always paying the gas tax either directly or indirectly.
Correct.
If you're paying for a taxi, you're still paying the gas
tax. Not if you ride a bicycle.
Yeah, well, that's true.
If you ride a bicycle, you're not paying taxes. You're using the sidewalks. You're a freeloader for using a bicycle or walking.
Mm.
So if it's it's bothersome that there are people who pay less into the system than they receive in benefits, then be mad at the system. You should be mad at the welfare, because if that's what people are looking for, it doesn't matter whether they're here illegally or documented, or whether they were born here and they're just a welfare queen. It's the welfare system that is the problem.
Yes, if you eliminate the welfare state and you eliminate government control of the economy, there would be absolutely no reason to be concerned about. And I'm sorry, I'm old. I say illegal aliens, and it really doesn't. You know, there. And basically, the idea is, you know, they're here and they have broken the law. Sometimes I say undocumented workers, but like I say, I'm old.
So what were you saying? They've broken the law, so what?
They have broken the law, and that's not particularly important to me. It's just important
because it's just a law, and they haven't hurt anyone.
It would be interesting, though. My original thought was it would be interesting to see what a $15 minimum wage would do in vis-a-vis immigrants, in that I think a lot of them might be unable to find work and leave if they actually raise the minimum wage.
Or
to
they'd
$15.
Work under the table, which is what the allegation is.
Which many of them currently do work under the table because they can't be on the books in a lot of ways. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Things are spiraling down in Venezuela. We'll update you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free. Bring up what you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username tonight, if you want to join us that way, is lrn.fm. Tonight, with you in studio, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And don't forget to check out Rich at the Church of the Invisible Hand. You mentioned it briefly earlier tonight. Invisiblehand.church
yep.
is your website.
Yep, but actually this week I'm going to go ahead and pitch the 420 Foundation.
Ah, yes.
Because on April 20th we're going to be out on the New Hampshire State House lawn, and some people are going to be arriving at 420 a.m. and staying until
420
p.m. Yeah, Kaufman is doing that.
Oh, wow.
And he's created a Facebook event, and several people have now said they're joining him. It is. And
I would ask, what are they smoking? But it's April 20th, so I know.
Mostly weed, I would suspect.
Yeah.
Maybe some wax, what have you.
Yes. I like the wax.
Wax is good.
So, 420, tell me more about that. What happens for people that don't know?
Well, we're going to be going out. My part of it starts at about 2 p.m., And we're going to go out. We're going to have some speakers in favor of legalization. We might get the Shire Choir to fire up if there are enough of them. And at 4:20, we have a good smoke. And at some point during the day, we generally will go through the State House.
Wasn't it last year where we were just too stoned outside, and then by the time we figured out that we wanted to go inside, they locked the doors because it was 5 o'clock?
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the reasons it's starting at 2 o'clock this year. So, but there should be a variety of people out there, and what they're going to be doing during the early part of the day is, as people who look like stoners walk by, they're going to tell them that the event is going on and ask them to post a link to it on Facebook.
Okay,
so
great.
Hopefully that will continue to grow the event.
Cool. It's isn't it the seventh year? Seventh annual?
I believe so.
Because it started in 2010, didn't it? It started in... Well, the first one was 09 in November, but the first 420 was in 2010.
The first April 20th was in 2010, so yeah.
Seventh annual then.
Seventh annual.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, yeah. It is. And we've never had an arrest out there,
that's
nice. They don't come out and hassle us like they did in Keene.
Despite the fact that it is still a misdemeanor possession charge here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is the one state of all of New England that has not had any decriminalization.
And if you pass the cannabis cigarette to someone else, that felony distribution.
Well, it can be charged that way, but I'll tell you what, and that did happen to a guy named Sovereign Curtis at a rally in Nashua. And I'll tell you what, I wish I'd had his case, because that was so clearly and so obviously overcharged as a felony.
And then he took a plea.
He took a plea, and he could have disassembled that guy before a jury.
All right, so 420 Foundation, where do listeners find out more about that?
Okay, it's at 420at420.org. That's 420 at 420.org.
Check it out, and we'll, of course, report to you after the festivities this coming Wednesday.
And, hey, post a link to it on Facebook, would you?
That'd be awesome. All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Why is the phone service getting really bad in Venezuela? We'll explain. Also, television is not having a good time either. First, though, Bryce is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bryce.
Hi. Hey. I want to talk to you guys about Bitcoin.
Sure. We love Bitcoin.
Yep. I want to talk to you guys about, like, post-collapse and what your theories are on how Bitcoin can stay around if I can't get internet through Comcast.
So when you say post-collapse, what do you mean by that?
Like, economic collapse, like if Saudi Arabia was to do, like, what they say they would do and the effects of that.
What are they saying they would do?
Basically about how they would drop, if they were indicted by, I think it's the 20 pages from 9/11, if they were to be, like, sued over that, that they would drop, like, I think it's $1 trillion is what they owe in U.S. bonds, and that they wouldn't do that anymore.
Mm. And basically dumping $1 trillion in bonds on the market would depress the bond market significantly and possibly cause the dollar to collapse. That's the theory.
Well, I don't understand how the collapsing of the dollar is going to mean the internet's going to stop working. Why would that be?
Well, like, if you're using the U.S. dollar to, like, pay for the internet.
Yeah.
And so, like, if I'm down here in Maryland and I can't use, like, I don't have U.S. dollars and worth very much and the internet price go up, it's the question of would Bitcoin still stay around? Would that be, like, the new currency? And would I be able to go to a grocery store and be able to buy food with Bitcoin if U.S. dollar is so inflated?
I don't know. I mean, we don't know what the future is going to hold. Obviously, you need to have the internet for Bitcoin to work. That's the whole kind of the point. And so if there is no internet, then you're right. You don't have Bitcoin, or at the very least, you can't access your Bitcoin. Once the internet comes back, then you'll have access to your Bitcoin again.
Well, you could theoretically access your Bitcoin on some kind of mesh network.
Mm.
If the mesh network were running the blockchain,
Yeah,
well, the internet can be brought back up as a mesh network if it actually goes down. It was designed to be peer-to-peer, and it can be made peer-to-peer again pretty easily.
And there was the project, and I was just pulling up to find out the status of, there was the project, I forget the guy that was behind it, but he wanted to launch some satellites into space that would be permanently running the blockchain.
Oh, yeah.
So that way, if that internet on Earth went out, the blockchain would still exist in satellite, and then whenever you wind up getting connection to the satellite, blockchain's still there.
Right, and for those that don't know, the blockchain is sort of the backbone behind the Bitcoin decentralized money system. Bitcoin, if you don't know a lot about it, it's decentralized currency. It was created by an anonymous person on the internet. It's been around for about 7 or 8 years now, and it's been an amazing thing, and people should learn more about it at Bitcoin.com. Whether or not you believe there's going to be some sort of economic collapse, it's worthwhile to learn about Bitcoin and to hopefully acquire some of it, because in the event of an economic difficulty or collapse, Bitcoin will become more interesting to people, like in Cyprus. Remember the situation in Cyprus and also Greece, where they had some pretty serious economic difficulties? I don't know what the situation is in Greece. I haven't heard an update on that for quite a while, but you know, they were having a run on the banks in Greece, and people were all of a sudden really interested in alternatives to to the local money at that time. The euro, I think they were using the euro over there, but they couldn't get them. So
not
they were
the euro, but the euro.
The euro.
Okay.
Yeah, they couldn't get their hands on the currency because the banks were limiting them.
I was 30 something years old before I realized that it was not pronounced gyro. Like an H.
Well, you know, you're from the South. It's okay.
Right, but there were Greek restaurants that had what I thought were gyros.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the gyroscope is spelled G-Y-R-O.
It is.
Scope. And it's pronounced gyroscope, not euroscope.
So, I think that once difficulties in the economy start to happen, then all of a sudden it'll become a lot easier to sell Bitcoin to people. Because, you know, one of the things you have to overcome in selling people the idea of Bitcoin is, well, why would I want this new thing when this old thing works? You know, why fix whatever if it's not broken? Of course, most people don't see cash as broken, even though it is inherently broken.
I can still take my dollar bill to the grocery store and they take it.
They do.
Yeah, and you get less stuff today than you did 6 months ago dollar.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be that difficult for Verizon, your internet provider. I mean, if the dollar ceases to exist as a going concern, then that's going to give them a lot of incentive to start accepting Bitcoin and to start, when possible, paying their suppliers and their employees in Bitcoin.
That's exactly right. Bryce, thanks for the call tonight. So, yeah, best thing you can do is learn about Bitcoin now, acquire some Bitcoin sooner rather than later. But if you're worried about a total collapse with, like, no power, then there's still gold and silver. So I think having a diversity in alternatives to the dollar is still an important idea. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Absolutely.
But by no means am I an investor, but that makes sense to me. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, bring up what you want right here, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Well, maybe in a difficult economy, there won't be as much internet. Certainly, Venezuela is having a tough time there, and we'll tell you why here in moments. It's Ian, Rich, and Daryl in the studio. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and if you support the show, one of the ways you can do so directly is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for just $5 per month. You'll get access to certain perks like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only Facebook group, and more. Go get all the details and then get signed up for $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And also, we accept Bitcoin for the AMP program now, so go and check that out. amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. We'll talk about Venezuela coming up. First, though, Mark is in Salt Lake City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, this is Mark. Hey, I wanted to say, I want to talk about Saudi Arabia. Like, did you hear about the news today? The news was actually from a few days ago, saying that Saudi Arabia was threatening to liquidate about $750 billion in U.S. assets.
Yeah, we actually just heard about that from the caller prior to you.
Oh, really? I listen on SoundCloud, so I don't get it until the next day. So,
gotcha.
Hey, did you hear about our response? Or like,
I have not responded, mean the government?
I mean our U.S. government's response, yeah.
No, I've not. What's that?
All right. So, Ben Rhodes, first of all, it's Josh Earnest, who's the communications secretary or the secretary of, whatever it is, the media or something like that. But he had said that you know, like with this bill that Congress is proposing, that it wouldn't be a good idea. It would you know, harm the U.S. financial interests, and that Obama doesn't support the idea of holding Saudi Arabia responsible. But then there was Ben Rhodes, who's the Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategic Communications. And he said that he was on an interview with David Axelrod. David Axelrod, I guess, has his own show, and he was Obama's chief strategist for the first election. And Ben Rhodes had said that the startup money for Al Qaeda actually did come from Saudi Arabia. That Saudi Arabia provided the initial startup money for it.
Okay.
And I find it funny that you have two elements of the current administration, one of them saying that, no, we shouldn't really hold them responsible, but another one saying that, oh, yeah, it absolutely did happen.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I recommend if you don't, necessarily trust me or whatever it is, you can actually see the articles on ZeroHedge.com. But that's really about all that I wanted to talk about.
All right, man. Thanks for sharing tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Is there going to be an economic collapse if Saudi Arabia dumps their bonds?
It could certainly contribute to one. Because basically, you know, people only have so much appetite for dollar-denominated risk, and if the Saudi Arabians aren't holding that, somebody else has to, which makes it relatively likely that the Federal Reserve is going to print out a bunch of money and buy up a bunch of bonds, I think, would be the net effect of that.
So some inflation.
It would cause some inflation and possibly a huge amount of inflation, depending on, you know, how much they actually do. They're talking about a lot of money.
Well, one place that is having trouble with inflation, hyperinflation, is Venezuela. And we've been covering Venezuela.
It's not hyperinflation. The Venezuelan government stopped counting inflation recently. And we know if you don't count inflation,
there
it doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. We should go to DollarToday.com and get an update on the black market price.
Well, and as you know, Ian, dollar today is the reason that there is that non-existent inflation in Venezuela.
That's at least what the Venezuelan Central Bank would like you to believe. Currently, dollar today's black market price for the bolivar, how many bolivars you can get per U.S. dollar, 1,136, as a matter of fact. And you can go to dollartoday.com to see for yourself. The official exchange rate, though, is 10 to 1, meaning that for one U.S. dollar, you can officially receive 10 bolivar in Venezuela. So there's a huge economic problem there. And the AFP reporting in Caracas that things in Venezuela keep finding ways to get worse. Because of acute shortages, people can't find basics like toilet paper. Now, that's not because there's no toilet paper in South America. It's because the people who are willing to sell toilet paper to Venezuela are not willing to accept the bolivar for it. So they want to get paid in
dollars.
Not
for a tenth of a dollar when they can only get a thousandth of a dollar.
Exactly. So they are not interested in accepting the bolivar at the official exchange rate, which means that if they can't get paid in dollars, U.S. dollars, for the pallet full of toilet paper, they're just going to take it to Colombia or somewhere else where they can get paid in the currency that they're looking for. So therefore, no toilet paper.
And it's truly, I mean, I'm not astounded by any depravity of government, but that the government is lying by a factor of 100.
It's amazing.
You know, it's you know.
It was 6.3 to 1, and
then
recently
they upped it. Think of the difference between a $100 bill and a $1 bill. That's the factor. They're trying to make you treat one as the other.
So now it's going to be harder to make overseas calls or watch pay television in Venezuela. The problem is this. The global drop in oil prices has made dollars much more scarce in Venezuela, which is dependent almost totally on petroleum for hard currency. So local telecom companies don't have greenbacks to pay international suppliers. Well, that's not exactly the problem. You can't get dollars in Venezuela. You don't just get to, even though there's an exchange rate.
Well, you can't get them at $10.
You can't get them legally. So even though there's an exchange rate, you can't walk into the bank and hand over 10 bolivar and get $1, right?
Well,
so
maybe you can't.
Well, no one can unless they're maybe Nicolas Maduro.
The average Nicolas Maduro is probably the only person, and his chief of staff or his staff probably can.
The average Venezuelan cannot utilize the exchange rate in reverse. So they can go into the bank with a dollar and get 10 bolivars out, but they can't get the dollars back out if they have bolivars.
Right.
And so that's one of the reasons why no one has any greenbacks legally. President Nicolas Maduro's government controls the currency market and distributes dollars to private companies as it sees fit. The government owes local companies around $700 million, which these firms need to honor obligations with their foreign providers, according to the Chamber of Telecommunications Service Companies. So as a result, for instance, the Spanish telecoms giant Telefonica will temporarily suspend long-distance phone service for calls to countries such as the United States, Spain, Mexico, Italy, Brazil, Colombia, and Panama. This week, mobile phone company Digitel, which is privately owned, has halted long-distance calling services and international roaming since April 9th because it cannot reach agreement with providers on new payment timetables. So the government owes these companies money, and the government's not paying them, so they can't pay their suppliers. So therefore, no más. No más teléfono.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about Telegrafio?
Well,
Telegrafio?
I don't. Is that a company? Or are you referring to
Telegraph? Telegraph.
I'm trying to say telegraph.
The old school.
Marconi.
Who would they send a telegraph message to? Nobody else has.
Their relatives in some other country. That way they can somehow communicate.
What before telegraph? Telephone.
So, So it's not just telephone service, though, that is affected. State-run television company CanTV, which provides cable service, says it's reviewing contracts with provider of local and international content. That means there's less to watch on TV in Venezuelan living rooms. Isael Gonzalez, a 46-year-old motorcycle taxi driver and subscriber of CanTV, says, quote, "For 2 weeks now, I have lost six of my favorite channels. They were the ones showing movies and cartoons, so I decided to unplug the whole thing. What is the use if the channels I like are off the air?"
All right, so you said something at the beginning of that paragraph that totally confused me. What is a motorcycle taxi?
Someone who would presumably carry a passenger on their motorcycle.
Have you seen bicycle taxis?
With a little side cart thing?
Usually a bicycle. You'll see them in Far Eastern countries, and it will be almost like a rickshaw that's drawn by a man with a bicycle. And I wouldn't say instead of the man, but in addition to the man to make his job easier.
I've seen those in Austin, Texas, actually.
Yeah. Well, add a motor, and you've got a motorcycle tax.
Several channels have been cut from the one lady's father's direct TV, pay TV service. So you got a situation where people are losing their television, you might get close to a revolution.
Oh, yeah.
So we're out of time here tonight. You can learn more over, we'll post it on our Facebook page, the full article there. Meanwhile, we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.